You're listening to Little Love Stories, written and read by Danielle Hines. Short stories about love of all kinds, delivered weekly to your inbox.
Welcome back to Little Love Stories. I'm Danielle, and today I'm going to take a little break from the novel series Robina Finch and share a piece that I wrote about 2 years ago. And when I wrote it, my now husband and I were living apart. So we were together, but we had separate homes. And it was a decision that we made for ourselves and for our kids. And we don't regret it at all. But at the same time, we knew that it was pretty unconventional and not a setup that everyone would embrace. And so this story is about that. It is about, you know, many conversations. It's fiction, but it's based on many conversations that I'd had with many different people about their relationships, their interest in my relationship, and all of that. And I just summed it up in a fictional story where I go on a hike with an acquaintance of mine, and we talk about her struggles and compare them to mine. And it's all about how we can learn from each other, how, you know, yes, it's important to stay in our own lanes, but it's okay to be curious about someone else's experience and how that might help give you insight or not into your own situation. And I've entitled this piece Walks, Wounds, and Learning from Each Other. So please enjoy. When Dean and Frida met, they had an instant connection. Not only did they have chemistry, but they had similar childhoods, and the story of how their marriages had ended were alike as well. For them, the relationship was a refuge, a place to feel safe, loved, and understood. At least that's how it started. After a year or so, things began to change. Frida was facing a lot of challenges at work. Dean was in a nasty custody battle. Life was pulling at them and triggering them. Neither of them had ever effectively healed any part of their past, nor learned how to deal with conflict in a healthy way. They were adrift in a sea of difficulties with only one another to cling to. Of course, neither one wanted to let go, but the weight of all that had come before and all that lay ahead was heavy. And when it became too much, they would turn on one another, desperately to feel seen, heard, and known. It's been said that we repeat what we don't repair. Dean and Frida found themselves repeating the same toxic patterns they had played out in previous relationships. Instead of counseling, they turned to distraction. They decided to move in together and fix up an old house. It was a giant project with no shortage of things to do. They found they worked well together as long as they were able to push negative emotions away. Neither of them liked conflict or drama. The problem was, of course, those negative emotions weren't going anywhere. And even in lives built to continually distract, the triggers cropped up, desperate to be seen and healed. Frida had always had questions for me when I saw her. She read my writing and knew most of the details of my life. And she admitted she had a lot of judgments, too. I think when a couple doesn't take their relationship down the road most traveled, it often becomes a topic of discussion or dissection. "So you still don't live together," she said as we hiked up the Shit Oak Trail. "No," I replied, "we live separately." "And you're 41, she asked. I laughed. "Yes, that's right." "Sorry," she said, "I don't mean to sound critical. I simply don't understand what you're doing. Don't you want to feel more settled? You must want to marry and have a house. You must want more." This wasn't the first time she'd asked me this, and it was clear to me those were things that Frida wanted. So I had to wonder if she saw some of her own relationship in mine. "I used to think that," I said. "I used to look at the people around me and lament that my relationship didn't measure up. but I'm not them and they're not me. And above all else, I want to heal. I want to feel good. And we have decided that no one in our family will be forced into any situations that they're not ready for. She made a face. I mean, that sounds good, but aren't you afraid that ultimately it means you aren't right for each other? I shrugged. Not really. From what I've observed, a lot of romantic relationships are pretty conditional. If you do this, then I'll do that. There are unspoken agreements on so many things, and as soon as one breaks an agreement, the other pulls back until the first one chases and silently agrees to do as he did before. Over and over, on and on. Nothing ever gets healed or resolved. It's just a constant game of keeping each other appeased. Maybe, she said. But maybe it's better than constant drama. I nodded. I hear you. Conflict sucks. Triggers are incredibly painful. But I found that the payoff to moving through them is huge, and it's the only way. What you call drama is probably trauma, and it's not going anywhere. And much of it can be healed within a healthy relationship where you feel safe. At least, that's been my experience. Frida bristled. I could never do what you're doing. This made me smile. I mean, at least she had the courage to say it to my face, right? That's okay. The point is not to do what I'm doing, only to make sure that what you are doing is right for you. She stopped and looked me straight in the eye. I'm not ready to look at it all. Therapy? I just don't think it works for everyone, and I'm not ready to truly find out anyway. Dean and I may be running on empty most days, but it's all we can do for now. And we have some great moments together. I try to focus on those. So you're doing what's right for you? Yeah. Listen, I said, it's okay to call something like it is. You've admitted to me you guys struggle at times with conflict and can fall back into some pretty shitty behaviors. I understand that, truly. And it's okay to know you're not ready to change certain things yet. That's ultimately what our whole relationship setup is about. I think what's most important when you're feeling frozen like this is to be aware and not to look to anyone else to prop up your way of doing things, you know? Just be where you are, focused on your path, knowing what's best for you. Frida ran a hand through her hair and turned toward the trail ahead. The world can be so persuasive sometimes in convincing me to want things I don't know that I actually do. And sometimes what I think I want outweighs what I deserve. The weight of what she said was not lost on me. I let it hang there for a moment. Eventually, I said, "You deserve to feel better." She nodded, tears in her eyes, and stepped forward down the path.
This has been Little Love Stories by Danielle Hines, author of the Sweetwood series, out in spring 2023. To find out more about Danielle, visit her website, writingmiracles.me.